Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicki. My name is Sandra Brody Sparks. And I have a charge on my account for $56.47. And I'm wondering what that's for.
Okay, ma'am. We have a really bad connection. I can hear you, but you almost sound robotic. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of static in the phone. I'm going to try to get through this call. Can I have your zip code, please, so I can try and locate your account?
49738.
I'm sorry, 49 what?
738.
Thank you, ma'am. And your first and last name?
Sandra Brody Sparks.
Okay, Ms. Sparks, could you verify your shipping address, please, for security purposes?
Sure. 2143 Viking Way, Grayling, Michigan, 49738.
Thank you. One moment, please. Okay, Ms. Sparks, it looks like you paid $7.45 on the 2nd of January for a Wi-Fi booster. There's a $3.99 charge on there for a warranty. They charged you $49.97 on the 10th of January for a monthly membership fee. They increased it to $56.95 on the 10th of this month, and it's for the Factory Direct store. That's a monthly membership fee for this online company. They give you a $125 gift card each month in exchange for that fee. And until you call in and cancel, they'll charge you on a monthly basis. It's for something called the Factory Direct store, but they give you the $125 gift card to shop online at the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. They should have sent a link to your email to instruct you how to get the voucher to use so you can shop online.
Well, I didn't get any of that, and now you mentioned that I called last month and tell them that I didn't want that membership.
Did they cancel out the account and give you a cancellation number?
No, they did not. The girl I was talking to, I don't think she was understanding what I was saying, or I wasn't understanding what she said, so I just thought, well, I'll let that go through, but I thought she had been, I know I told her to cancel.
Okay, let me go back to that month and see if there are any notes on here. One moment. Because the account obviously wasn't canceled. If they just charged you today, she didn't cancel it. And there are no, let me see. In the notes, it says customer called in, explained to her that she was enrolled in a monthly club, will be billed around $40 every month. Never said to cancel.
I did tell her to cancel.
Okay, well, they would have to pull that call to hear you say that in order for you to be refunded for that last charge. I'm going to go ahead and get you canceled out since that's your request, but I would have to refer you to a supervisor if...
Okay, well, I don't mind. I don't care about last month, but I don't want this to go on.
Right. I'm saying if you wanted to be refunded for this month, I would have to refer you to a supervisor. They do offer now a 35% refund on that $56.95. That would only be $19.23. I can up it to a 50% refund for you, ma'am, and that'll be let me see what that is. Hang on. Come on, phone. Okay, what was it? $56.95 divided by 2 is $28.47.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll make sure you get canceled out. I'm going to give you a refund confirmation email sent to craftybrody@gmail.com as well as a cancellation confirmation email. You should get those emails very shortly. If you don't, please allow 24 to 48 hours, Ms. Brody, before you see those emails. But normally when it's a Gmail account, they go straight through 27.
Okay. But as of today, then it's canceled.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to give you your cancellation number verbally, too, so you'll have it for quick reference just in case you need it.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. Let me get you refunded first. And I'm sending that refund back to MasterCard ending 2189, Ms. Brody. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is going to take 3 to 5 business days before you see that money back on your card, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, let's see the cancellation number. You let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's going to be C as in cancel. 258. 956. 458.
C as in cancel. 258. 956. 458.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So, and you should get those, like I said, the refund in 3 to 5 days, the email within the next 24 to 48 hours. But when it's a Gmail account, they normally go straight through. So you can check it periodically, ma'am. You should see the refund confirmation.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today, Ms. Brody?
No, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You stay safe and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Sure, you too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.